Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into a stack of sources all about AI and computer vision, or CV. And we're really asking one main thing. How's this tech jumping from just analyzing pixels in labs to, you know, making actual decisions out there in the real world?
Yeah, it's a really fundamental shift happening right now. The whole game is about turning visual stuff pixels into decisions you can act on. It's not just faster cameras, it's that the AI behind them, well, it's completely moved on from those old, rigid, hard-coded rules.
Right, the brittle ones.
Exactly. Now it's all about deep learning models that actually teach themselves from looking at data.
That sounds way more flexible. I bet companies spent ages trying to keep those old rule sets working. Before we go too deep, maybe give us the quick definition of CV. Like, what are we fundamentally talking about here?
Sure. So computer vision, it's basically the part of AI that lets machines see. It helps them capture, process, and then interpret images or video to make some kind of judgment. You know, like that part's got a defect, or maybe that trick shouldn't be in that zone.
Okay, let's make that concrete. Say a production line running super fast, maybe 120 items a minute. A modern AI vision system doesn't just spot a tiny flaw, right? It does more.
Precisely. It might spot the flaw, yes, but the really clever bit is it can often identify which specific machine further up the line is starting to drift, causing the problem.
Ah, so it's proactive.
Exactly. That's the real value. Your human operators, they stop just hunting for individual bad parts and can actually focus on preventing the source of the problem. Better uptime, fewer issues downstream. The CV system isn't just flagging, it's guiding the intervention.
And the engine making this happen is deep learning. Now, we hear a lot about CNNs, convolutional neural networks for feature recognition, but I keep hearing vision transformers, VITs, are kind of the new hotness. Are they taking over?
Well, not really replacing them, more complementing them. CNNs are still exceptionally good at looking at local details, little patches to extract features for classifying things. Mm-hmm. VITs, though, they treat the whole image more like a sequence, kind of like reading a sentence. This helps them grasp the bigger picture, the overall context. And they're super important for these newer multimodal systems that are mixing vision and language understanding.
Right. Okay. And that capability difference, it directly impacts business use cases. We sometimes blur the lines between classification and identification. What's the practical difference in CV?
Yeah, good question. Classification basically assigns a category label, like that's a car, or that looks like a scratch. Simple enough.
Got it.
Object identification, though, that's more specific. It's about distinguishing a particular instance. So not just a palette, but palette ID number 742 for reading that specific license plate. Identification is what gives you traceability.
And traceability leads straight to business value, especially accuracy. What was the kind of measurable proof that convinced businesses this wasn't just academic anymore?
Well, just look at the numbers, really. AI boosts both sensitivity, meaning fewer missed defects, and specificity, meaning fewer false alarms stopping the line for no reason.
Okay.
So let's say you inspect, I don't know, 100,000 units a week.
Yeah.
If AI drops your defect escape rate from, say, 0.8% down to just 0.2%, that's 600 fewer faulty products getting out to your customers every single week.
Wow, yeah. 600 fewer returns or complaints, that's a number finance folks definitely understand. And we see this straight away in manufacturing, right? Defect detection talking directly to the factory controls, the MES or PLCs, to put things on hold automatically.
Absolutely. And then in retail, it's all about efficiency and loss prevention. CV can check if shelves are stocked correctly according to the planogram, make sure products are faced right, and it monitors shopper and employee movement, automatically flagging potentially risky situations, which saves a ton of manual review time.
Okay, so connecting this all together, there must be challenges. Data quality always comes up with AI.
Oh, definitely. The real pain is usually in what we call the long tail. Models get really good at the common stuff they see all the time.
Yeah.
But the failures that actually cost you money, like a really specific rare type of scratch that only happens 0.1% of the time, those are hard.
Because the model barely sees examples.
Exactly. So you need a proper data strategy. You need to deliberately collect examples of those rare events under different conditions, different lighting, different shifts, maybe different seasons, and have really good golden test sets to make sure the AI truly learns what failure looks like in all its forms.
And the other big one feels technical. Real-time processing. If this system needs to, say, trigger a safety stop on a robot.
You've got milliseconds.
Yeah.
Maybe just tens of milliseconds.
Right.
So that often forces the computation right onto the edge device, the computer sitting physically close to the camera. And that comes with tight constraints on power, heat, and how fast you can access memory. Edge AI vision is powerful, but tricky.
So what's next? Where does this lead? You mentioned systems doing things.
Yeah, agentic CV, that's the big leap, I think. Moving from just seeing something to actually doing something about it. So instead of the system just flagging, hey, wrong item picked in the warehouse, the AI itself closes the loop. You could automatically create a correction task right there in the warehouse management system.
And we're also seeing these vision language models, VLMs, that mix images and text.
Right, enabling things like conversational analytics. You could literally ask the system, maybe through a chatbot, show me which loading docks had trucks waiting longest after 3 p.m. yesterday. And it analyzes the video feeds to give you a data-backed answer.
So wrapping this up then, it feels like AI-powered CV has really graduated. It's replaced older, simpler perception with this scalable, data-driven intelligence that's bringing real gains in efficiency, quality, safety,
Yeah,
pretty much everywhere it's applied.
that sums it up well.
But the next phase you mentioned, this focus on 3D perception, that sounds potentially even more disruptive. Things like neural radiance fields, NeurFs, building super accurate 3D models from 2D pictures.
Exactly. That's where things get really interesting. The fundamental question for computer vision is shifting. It's moving beyond just what is that thing towards, okay, where is that thing in 3D space precisely and how should we interact with it?
So true spatial awareness.
Right. That kind of metric accuracy opens the door to robots that can genuinely manipulate objects in complex environments and maybe even create truly functional, perfect digital twins of real-world spaces or processes. Something for you to think about as these intelligent eyes become more like central nervous systems for the environment around us.